Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Football at 4. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
All right, quick heat check whether you care or not. Players can wear the number 0 now, 00 or 0. Big deal, no big deal, who cares?
Who cares? Okay. Good. Cool.
Kind of agree with you on that one, don't care. Thursday night, you could have more than one Thursday night game nowadays. Or at least, wait, is that an option? They haven't quite figured that one out, right? NFL owners adopted not to vote on a rule that would allow games to be flexed into a Thursday night kickoff. They agreed Tuesday to modify the existing rule and allow teams to play a maximum of 2 short week games. Okay, do you care about that?
No, I think it's... Explain it. So what did they do there?
Can play, so actually technically you could play 3 Thursday night games, but because like you could play on Thanksgiving and then play the next Thursday, but that doesn't actually count as a short week game. So theoretically, like the Cowboys or the Lions theoretically could end up playing 3 Thursday night games during the year, but only 2 short week games, Sunday to Thursday. I guess you could only do one. I guess that was the rule. I didn't realize that, but now apparently you can. Now they can do 2. That means some teams. See, every team had to play Thursday night. Now you don't have to. So some teams won't have to play on Thursday night. They're trying to make it better on TV.
Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, the competition's bad. You know what's interesting in this whole Thursday night thing? There's actually no analytical data to show that it's more dangerous playing on Thursday night than just a regular week. There actually isn't substantial data to show it's more dangerous. How about that? The games aren't as good. They're definitely not as competitive. They're weird games. But it's not necessarily more dangerous. It might feel like it should be more dangerous, but there's no proof that it is. It's just worse football.
Way worse football. Because you don't have the time to recover.
But it's not more dangerous.
According to who? I mean,
well, according to the numbers. According to, you know, whatever, however you analyze, like, injury data.
Whatever.
Don't care?
If they're going to play them, like, make them good. You know, that's all that matters. That's all I care about. And I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad they're trying to make them better games. That's all.
How would you fix the schedule?
How would I fix it?
Yeah. Make the NFL schedule better. I got a significant idea on that one. I'm curious if there's anything that you've been thinking about over the years.
I always felt like a second bye was always.
All right. Would you consent if you were voting on something? For an 18th game, if you got a second bye?
Oh, absolutely.
And you would never have any short weeks?
That would be great.
2 preseason games? Start training camp in August, not July? How am I doing here? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Put the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend?
Yeah.
So we can all get hammered on Sunday night and don't have to go to work on the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing all right here?
Mm-hmm.
That's my idea. So, you know, it's the whole safety thing with the 18 games. But if you took away, I mean, these preseason games are stupid anyways. You know, not enough teams are really going to utilize them or do anything with them.
What is this flashing?
That is the emergency alarm system. An EAS test.
Oh, it's just a test?
No.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
There's a podcast that's being recorded in the other studio, and they're doing some photography work.
Is that what that is?
No. What is that, a camera from the 1900s?
No, seriously, that's what it is.
Hey, man, I know nobody's smiling during those pictures. I saw a picture one time and a guy was smiling. No, you didn't. Name the movie. Oh, do I got a movie quote you don't know? Damn. Usually you got me on that. It's a good one. It's comedy.
Is it 1,000 Ways to Die? Yep.
You got it.
Ha!
You got it. I swear to God, I saw a guy smiling one time. Oh, let's go watch The Giant Block of Ice. Oh!
It crushes the guy.
People really do die. That is a little distracting, I'm not gonna lie.
It is. It's like
who's taking that is crazy.
Cut that out.
What is it, the 1800s? Alright, here's what I think is gonna happen. I think the players with your guy D'Amore Smith over the years have, first of all, I think you guys have the worst union in the world.
The worst.
So let's just start there. And the owners have more or less got everything they wanted, and they will continue to do so. But
as long as D. Smith is running the show.
I don't know if there's an answer for you guys, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think he's done a great job.
Well, when you can't get 50, you get 500 guys that don't vote.
I know.
On the CBA.
You guys are pathetic. You guys don't pay attention. Nobody really knows what's going on, and nobody's willing to stick together. You have a terrible union. Terrible union. But whatever. You have lousy health benefits for you guys when you're retired. You're more valuable being dead than alive.
Yep.
They're trying to bait you guys into not taking your pension until you're 60 because they just want you to drop dead.
Yeah,
because
they know we're going to be a vegetable by then.
Yeah, so they offer you all these crazy benefits. So you're a 10-year guy. You're kind of in a... But the motivation for you to not collect a penny. If I were you, dude, I would collect all your money as soon as humanly possible.
Oh, I am.
And invest in yourself.
I am.
I cannot believe how many NFL guys are just waiting to collect their money until they get old.
It's because that's what they tell you to do.
I know. It's stupid. You should. I don't know what everybody's waiting around for. Get your money, invest in some real estate, and make more money. The hell are you guys waiting for? Because, oh, I'm going to get $1 million a year when I'm 62? How about you get whatever it is now and make money? I mean, that's the key. Mm-hmm. You got the money to make money. Go do it. You guys are, I don't know, man. I don't know what you guys, who consults with you guys. I don't know who talks to you guys. You have the world's worst union. You have the world's worst benefits. You have the most dangerous jobs.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? At least you realize it, right? I'm not speaking untruths, right?
No, you're right.
Okay.
It's terrible. But what are they going to change? Like,
well, we realize now the owners don't care really about winning.
Well,
not really. They pretend they do.
Yeah.
They do pretend they do. But they collude so they can all save money, like what's going on with Lamar right now. And then a team as terrible as Washington's been is worth $1.5 billion more than the Denver Broncos 1 year later.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you give a crap about winning? It's all lip service. Don't forget what Greg Penner was really surprised by. How much the fans cared.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I didn't realize they were going to care so much.
You know what that was code for? I can't believe how many dummies are out there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dummy club.
Yeah.
Because you, Broncos fans, after 7 years, are falling for the banana in the tailpipe about, you know, we really care because we're going to build a new Jumbotron. We really, really care because we're going to put $100 million in improvements over the course of like 8 or 9 years. 95% renewal rate, 50,000 people on. You're about to fork over more money for these PSLs. And I love the Broncos too. But if you think Greg Penner cares about anything aside from just having some fun to do, don't even worry about it. Relax, relax.
Just made my blood boil.
Don't get triggered. Yeah.
Look at him.
Just relax. Just don't get distracted. Just keep your eyes on the prize with Rocky tomorrow night. So anyways, the owner's meeting's here. They're going to go to 18 games. I think that would be better for you guys. I think if you guys are going to get hurt, if you guys at least should get paid, okay? And you're going to get paid more for playing more games. You will. The salary cap's going to go up. More guys are going to get paid. It's going to be better. You should really fight for the things that matter. Longer health care.
Way longer. Are you kidding me?
Longer health care, more guys on the roster, more middle class in the NFL, and better benefits once you're done playing.
Like, they need to pay more attention to mental health.
No doubt about
it. Post-NFL, like mental health, like transition, helping guys transition.
And better.
Instead, they just have all these, like, oh, we have this media, like, we have this media training thing you can come do. It's like, oh, thanks. Thanks, bud.
And better benefits for guys with lesser service time. Because the only way to really get anything is to play in the league for a long time to kill yourself.
Well, you got
to
get vested.
Well, right. I'd say a shorter amount of time. So what is the vested? 3 years and change?
It's 2 years and three games.
2 years and three games.
That gives you a third year. Yeah.
So you could go all through high school. Let's follow this yellow brick road. Go all through high school. And to be vested, you got to be on the active roster, not the practice squad,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to go all through high school, going to go all through college, big-time college. You're going to be on the practice squad for 3 years. You're going to get a cup of coffee in the NFL. You're going to put about, I don't know, four, maybe five, because you're a red shirt, right? You're on the bubble, that sort of deal. Another 4 years. So we're going to put 12 years into bashing your head against another guy. But because you didn't play enough in the NFL, you don't get the same health benefits. Now you're 26 years old with no job skills and no benefits for giving everything to football. And you played in the NFL.
That's the way it goes.
That's who you guys should be fighting for. What's wrong with you guys? You guys sit there with Lamar
instead, we're arguing about whether a guy should get $133 million guaranteed or $250 guaranteed.
So stupid. You guys are, you know, everybody's crying about, like, I want to practice less hours. I want to do this less time. They're going to give you every little bone they can imagine. Yeah. You guys are just so satisfied.
All they care is that we get to the game. That's it.
That's it.
Is the game going to be played? Because that's where the money's coming from.
So you might as well just play more games, dude. Play more games, be better football, and forget about the rest of the crap. But you guys are, like, fighting the stupidest battles.
No.
Like, we don't want to play 18 games. Who gives a crap if you play 18 games? Give them the 18th game, Derek, and get better health benefits on the backside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And help raise up the lower class or middle class NFL guys. Support each other. Instead, you get all these ding-dongs making 50. If Russell Wilson really wanted to do something, fight harder for the guys who are barely on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind all the guys like McGlinchey who's making all this money and that. Fight hard for the guys, you know, John McGlinchey or whoever, the lower-level dudes. Give up some of your salary for the benefits of others. How about that for an idea? How about that, Greg Penner? Did you learn that? Oh, the fans? We got a lot of fans. How about Greg Penner comes out and says, you know what I learned? The health benefits for these guys stink, and I'm going to make a better effort to make sure these guys are taken care of. How about saying that, Greg Penner?
Yeah, better benefits as a Walmart greeter.
Yeah, I'm triggered. I'm fired up.
Anyway, it's bad, man. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah, you know why? Because I've talked to so many of you guys who are done, and your lives are like, so many of you guys' lives are freaking train wrecks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got health issues.
You've had structure. You've had all this structure. Everything's been structured and planned. They treat you like a child.
It's unbelievable.
Like, everything's planned out for you, and you got to be here and there, and it's all it's scheduled out for you. And when you need to see a doctor, they send you right to the doctor. When you need to go to, like, they do it all for you. And then one day it's just like, oh, see ya.
Yeah, and then the harsh reality.
Oh, by the way, we're only going to take care of your health for 5 years. Oh, thanks.
Right. It's ridiculous. You should have lifetime health benefits.
For you and your family.
And it should be way less vested time in order to get that.
Especially when you see that they're $1.5 billion this year. In 1 year they made. And that's just an equity. Who knows what they actually made.
What'd you learn this year? I learned that the fans care.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Nerd.
I mean, lots of learnings in the last 7.5 months. One is just how passionate our fans are.
Oh.
You know the one thing he should have learned is how lousy the healthcare system is for these guys.
Yeah.
And how I...
Did Carrie tell you to say that one?
Right.
Was she in a bit?
Make
sure you talk
win?
About the fans. Talk about the fans. Mention the fans. Always got to mention the fans.
Right. I may never get a break. We want
Who's
a
that,
better,
Drew? Is that
hey,
old
we,
man Drew back there?
We want a better...
Break, go to break, get off my lawn.
We want a better NFL, take better care of the players. Give them more time. They'll play an 18th game. Get off the whole 18 game thing.
Oh, I could
just
less.
Just give it to them, but get more time for yourselves and get better health benefits.
Yep.
You're going to play football one way or the other. Oh, I didn't even get to the spring football.
Well, they're fighting they're in the Supreme Court all year fighting.
Wait till I hear and tell you what these college kids are getting. You see that today?
No, what are they getting?
Wait till I tell you this next.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine something like a mirror. And I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the gladness we had to find, it's more than a moment.
All right, let me tell you this NIL stuff. You haven't seen this. Seriously? That's pretty funny you haven't seen this, but let me give it to you. All right. By the way, I saw there's congressional hearings because they're upset about collegiate kids and NIL. Hey, politicians, shut up.
Yeah, go
finally.
Go focus on something important.
Finally, these kids who have been abused for years and years and years are able to make some money. Good for them. I'll give you the top five NIL football players in America. Well, all right, let me do this. A little quiz time.
I love this. I'm so glad the guys can get paid.
Okay.
It makes me so happy.
Can you guess? There's five of them. Can you guess who they are? You will definitely be familiar with four out of the five names.
I'm not guessing. Let's just go. Just tell me. I'm not playing your game.
More fun to guess. Do you know KJ? Do you already have you already seen this?
Yeah, I've already seen it.
All right. Yeah, I'm playing old. All right.
Just tell me.
Drake May.
Yeah.
UNC quarterback. $1.5 million. This is for this year.
Yeah.
Being a college student. Shedeur Sanders, University of Colorado quarterback, $1.5 million.
Nice.
Travis Hunter, CU, $1.7 million. Caleb Williams, our guy, Caleb Williams, my dream guy. God, what I wanted to do for you, Caleb Williams.
Jeez.
I know, it's a little creepy.
Yeah, real creepy.
$2.6
million.
Ooh-wee. I am going to make you guess this last one. Come on. There's one other college kid who tops them all. You've got a significant connection to this. You got to get it. Arch Manning, $3.7 million.
Wow.
Isn't he a freshman?
True freshman.
Wow.
True freshman, $3.7 million NIL money. And he, so this means he can't even come out for 3 years. So he's making all right, let's do some math here. If he's making 3.7 as a freshman, and he has to be in college football for 3 years, what do you think? He's got more or less next year?
He'll probably leave. He'll leave college with, like, after tax, $5 to $10 million
in the bank.
In the bank. He'll be set for life before he even enters the NFL. And then he'll probably be a number one overall pick. That's awesome.
Good for Arch Manning.
That's awesome.
All right. Think about that for a second.
But then we talk about that. But then, like, what about the guys in college that they get a scholarship to college and then blow their back out and can't play football anymore?
Get the money when you can.
You know, it's like, what about those? What's the lowest amount of guys making?
$50 from Tad's body shop.
Free wings for life. There's this place in Cincinnati called Martino's on Vine. Right. I'd have taken free wings for life.
Right. There's some fat ass offensive lineman somewhere in Iowa who has all the
hot
oil.
Dogs for life.
Hot dogs.
No drinks. No drinks. That's
no
too much.
No drinks. You can have water.
Listen, you can work out your own deals. Welcome to America. We'll have Will Peterson, huge game with the Avs tonight. We'll tell you why it matters next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
I've been game down at Ball Arena tonight to tell us why it matters, unlike Mike Evans. Will Peterson. First of all, at DenverSports.com, what the hell was the deal with Mike Evans' column, Will, about the games don't matter anymore?
Well, I think he's saying that he's focused on the playoffs because the Avalanche are going to be in the dance and the seeding's not quite as important. I have a little different view on it. They've been fighting for months and months since, honestly, when they hit rock bottom in December and January to have a chance to take over the top spot in the Central Division, and they have that tonight in about 3.5 hours at Ball Arena. So I think it's a huge game. It's against probably your biggest rival in the Minnesota Wild, and I think symbolically sort of reaching the top of the mountain after a really tough couple of months to start the year and all the injuries they've battled, I think that would provide a big emotional boost for the Avs as the postseason does lurk around the corner.
Bednar said when asked about could he sense the importance of the game in the dressing room after the morning skate, quote, "We should. If we don't, there's something wrong. Certainly we don't want to run into the Wild in the first round if we can help it, right?" Yeah, man. What is Mike's point? Like, the Avs are just on autopilot, nothing matters? Like, there's no reason that these games have any kind of consequence? I don't quite get it, Will.
Well, and Bednar's point, the Wild have lost in their last 20 games, guys. 20 games. They've lost in regulation one time, and that was to the Boston Bruins, who are the overwhelming Stanley Cup favorite. They've won like 15 of them, and they've lost four in overtime or a shootout. So Jared Bednar is making a ton of sense right there. Why would the Avs want to be the two and the Wild three or vice versa and have to play each other in round one because of how the NHL playoff seeding works? You don't want to see a hot team or a hot goaltender in Marc-Andre Fleury, who the Avs have history with, in round one. So, again, Jared Bednar, I don't know if he took honest pills or what, but the last month he has been telling us what's on his mind, and what's on his mind is, I want the number one seed, so I face a wild card in round one, not the Wild. And, you know, if they get a wild card, if they get number one, the Wild card, too much Wild going on, mm-hmm. that they face would be the Seattle Kraken, most likely. Yeah, I'd much rather face the team in their second year of existence than Minnesota Wild with a goalie with Stanley Cup experience.
All right, dude. The Wild are 7-0-3 in their last 10. The Avs are, they're either 8-2 or maybe 9-1, I don't know, something like that, right? Minnesota's got 95 points. The Avs have 94. It should be a bloodbath tonight.
Yeah, the Avs are 9-1 in their last 10.
Okay.
It's funny. Bednar says the Wild are the hottest team in the NHL. It's like, well, Jared, you actually coached the hottest team in the NHL. But I understand his point. This is a game tonight between two teams trending in the right direction. It'll be on TNT so everyone can watch it. And the winner, most likely in the driver's seat to take the division with another huge game against Dallas coming up on Saturday.
All right, bro. Thanks. What's the latest on DenverSports.com?
Mark Schlereth thinks the Broncos would have won 10 games with this coaching staff last year. So I wrote that up, and people are getting a kick out of Stink saying that they would have doubled the win total if it was the current staff and the same roster in 2022.
Wow. Remember the days when Mark Schlereth was best friends with Nathaniel Hackett? Do you remember those days, Will? Do you remember when he was buddies with Hackett?
Bear buds.
Big bro hugs every time. Palsy wowsies talking to each other on the phone. Things move on.
What do you think about that? He said today, 9 or 10 wins if it weren't for the coaching staff. Same exact roster. I mean, I don't disagree with him. They would have been 9-1 through 10 games if they could have scored 18 points a game. So Mark's making good points there, but yeah, I think he and Hackett, I don't know if they're such great pals anymore.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Will. We'll talk to you later. Do you agree with him?
On what?
10 wins without Hackett, with Sean Payton. Russ and Jake Heaps and all that.
I'll say 9.
I'll say 4, like they got. Maybe 5. They only won 4 games with Russ. Missed 2 games. Russ was 4 and, what are we talking about, 17, 16, 15? 4-11.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Rip was 1-1. So Rip got us 1 win, got us a loss.
Wow. 4-11.
So Mark thinks, this is, come on, Mark. You think there would have been a 6-game improvement?
I can agree with, like, maybe they double up in wins, maybe. 8.
Okay. Mark's got him at 6. So they were 4-11 with Russ. And Mark thinks, so we got 15 games. Mark thinks they would be 10-5. Dude.
They would have been operating on a way higher level.
What are we talking about? You think Hackett was that bad?
I think that the combination was that bad.
Okay, then. Let her rip.
I'm with you, Mark.
Okay, let it go then, man. I mean, then what are we talking about? If they would have been 10 games last year.
Richie, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, that's pretty strong, saying they would double their win total with a new coaching staff.
More than double.
Yeah, by one game. Well, no.
2 games.
They won 5 games last year.
They won 4 games with Russ, dude. 4 games with Russ.
But that wasn't his premise. His premise was if you had taken this coaching staff last year, okay, they would have won 10 games.
So Russ isn't getting hurt last year with this? Well, I mean, what are you saying here? Like, he's
been calloused.
I think you're over-semanting it. I think he's saying, you're using this as like a semantics thing. Mark is saying if this coaching staff with Sean Payton and VJ and everybody, Joe Lombardi, was on this team last year, they would have had 10 wins in the win column. That's it.
Okay.
So the games that were coached without Russ.
If we're going to play this wacky what-if game, so tell me, just be honest with me, is Russ going to be in better shape with the coaching staff? I mean, the answer can be yes. Is he in, Derek, is he in better shape?
Right?
So he is. He's in better shape.
Well, I mean, you would hope so, yeah. That camp, you know, Monaco and Camp Hackett and all that would have been different, and things might have been different.
Is he less hurt, Derek? Does he get less injured with the coaching staff?
I mean, you gotta assume everybody's gonna be healthy. Like, that, let's just assume that we have.
You could, but I actually think you could just say, you could take Mark at the face value of what he's saying, that exactly as things transpired with Russ, with all this stuff, that I don't think Mark was saying that it was getting that deep. He's just saying that Sean Payton's a much better coach and runs a much better organization and a better offense, and therefore a lot of the game management, clock management issues that contributed to losses that were directly because of Nathaniel Hackett's kind of incompetence on the sideline wouldn't have existed.
All right, well, then I'll say this. If you're going to go with that, if Mark really does believe that, Derek, is the offensive line better this year? When Lynchy powers all the weather.
Yeah.
Are they going to be healthier this year? Obviously, yes, right? Because that was a problem.
You hope.
Is the defensive line better?
I think so.
Is Patrick Surtain still the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Yeah.
How are you at wide receiver?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're good.
Okay. Running back, we'll see, right? But it doesn't really matter that much. If you really do believe that, if Mark really does believe that, then they should be a 13-14 win team this year.
I think they could.
Oh, yeah, or you could just say that
they could win
9 or 10 wins, like he said in the clip, would be realistic. Because,
well, no. If this coaching staff, with all the circumstances last year, was a 10-win team with everything going on last year, when everything is better now.
Assuming perfect health throughout the season
those things. Yeah, because we're assuming that with last year, too. That's what he's basically saying. Your 10 wins last year, we're assuming everybody's healthy. And you have a new coaching staff.
No, see, I actually think he was saying that 10 wins exactly as it transpired. So Russ getting hurt, playing that game with Brett Rypien, or whatever. Like, I think he was saying exactly as things happened last year. If the only difference on a whole team last year was the coaching staff, you would have had 9 or 10 wins.
I think that is just crazy fantasy land, but okay. Listen, man, I love that everybody wants to be optimistic and think the best of things here. I don't want to think poorly of things, but
not as much as you love peeing and Cheerios.
I guess that's what it feels like, man. I know what the Vegas line is. It's 8.5.
Which would be the over on 8.5 would fit right at 9, right at Mark's prediction.
All right. Not to be a dead horse like I'm doing right now, but Mark's prediction was about last year, not this year. Or was it about this year?
No, it was about last year, but I think you could reasonably, if I was Mark and I'm saying that, I don't know that I would be predicting drastically less than 8 or 9
wins. I get it. Not that at all. You would theoretically be predicting more. If last year with the coaching staff was 10 and things have gotten better, certainly you would have an improvement. It would be good becoming great.
I think you would hope, yeah.
I love the optimism, man. I love the optimism. Love it. 303-713-1043. Is that how you're feeling? Huge game for the Avs and a world-class troll by the Nuggets today. Details on that next.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you like. You need a little bit of company. You met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating.
Always complicated.
The Milky Way, we're renegading. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's always a little bit more.
Always. I tried to tell everybody there was a good chance I might not be there Thursday. I tried to tell them.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Richie's in here talking about, I'll have a stopwatch. This and that. Dude, the game starts at 8.
That wasn't my first offer, for the record. I feel like I threw a decent offer out there.
No, it was a great offer. But I mean, at the end of the day, I got to get downtown.
I am so looking forward to that movie. I can't tell you. I am going to be there and just happy to be there. And
I'll be sitting courtside.
I'll be at the game, too.
What?
I just don't have to worry about stuff. I don't have a date or anything. It's easy for me.
This guy.
I can't help myself.
What's it like just, like, not having to answer anybody, just doing whatever you
want? Dude, it's so good, man. I swear to God, dude. And my wife and I, we've never got along better in our relationship. It's freaking crazy. That's kind of the test, if you guys know if you're meant for each other or not. Like, once the kids are gone. I think a lot of couples, once the kids are gone, they look at each other like
why am I still with you?
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Hallway sex. You just walk past each other. You know, that sort of thing. But it's the exact opposite.
What?
I can't
what
say
is
the
he
joke.
Talking about?
I can't say the joke. You don't know that joke?
No.
You don't know what hallway sex is? You walk past each other and say, you? Oh, do we get it now? It's an old joke.
Oh.
Tell me you get it now.
Now I get it.
All right. No, man, it's crazy. Like, tonight, so my wife's really into the abs. So she was, like, wearing her abs gear to work today. She can do that. So that's cool for her, right? You can kind of wear, like, just casual clothes. And she was like, all right, honey. I'm like, you know, 7:30 in the morning. No rush to get up. She's like, I got my abs gear on. I'll see you after the game. You're going to the game tonight, right? I go, yeah, I'm going to the game. All right, I'll see you then. Go abs. I'll see you. I go, do you want to go to the game? You can always get a ticket if you really want to go. She goes, no. I'll just see you later. I'm like, all right, sounds good. No fights. No fiddling around. Dude, it's drama-free. Drama-free.
Nice.
How you doing? All right, I'll move on. I'm
thriving. Well, it rhymes with thriving.
Yeah, I gotcha. This show is basically what keeps me on the station. Evans and Schlereth want to make me bang my head against a wall. RamaSlot.com text line. That's interesting. I think they got a great show. I love listening to Mike and Mark. I just don't know what the hell they're talking about half the time, but it's cool. DMAC logic is almost literally the opposite of actual logic. Start with the premise in your head, regardless if it makes any sense, then fight to the verbal death trying to defend it. Well, what's an example? Like, what are you talking about? See, that's what I love when people accuse me of something, but all right, fine.
Give me an example.
Give me an example. What's, all right, like, such as.
Let me get in this text.
We had some great ideas about skits for you and Rocky tomorrow night.
Any takers on the Amish versus the fishermen?
We had, my buddy chimed in, not exactly about Amish, but he said he wants to see Perfect Storm against Kingpin. So the fishermen from Gloucester against the bowlers from Kingpin. That's got to be the Perfect Storm guys. I mean, they got claws, they got nets, they got, you know, hooks.
Yeah, so does Woody Harrelson. He has a hook.
He's got a hook, but he doesn't have, you know, he don't throw the hooks. He doesn't have nets. I think the Perfect Storm guys destroy the Kingpin guys.
Where are they fighting, though? Where it's like
and what is the fight? Like, are they going to have hooks and tackle bait
I would
in
assume,
fight?
I
like,
assume you can have whatever.
Are they
going
to throw them in lobster cages?
Literally like, fish hook a guy?
Yeah.
I think for the sake of argument for all these conversations, we assume it's Anchorman in a park. But you get everything that constitutes what you do. Like, everything that's part of what you do, you get to bring.
Right, so in the middle of a back alley, the Perfect Storm guys are just going to have a marooned ship with a bunch of gear on it?
I say the ship is a stretch. I'll give you that. But you get all of your implements of your work or your trade. You get all of that with you. So I'll give the Amish horses. So they get to have horses. Now, I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage. And the Kingpin guys, all you get is bowling balls. But the Perfect Storm guys get spears and they get nets. But they don't get a ship. That's ridiculous. We got to draw a line somewhere. Yeah, we got some play on that. Deadliest catch against Kingpin. That's another way to put it. I mean, the Perfect Storm is deadliest catch, guys. It's the same thing.
I don't know. I feel like this got misconstrued. My initial thing was more focused on East Coast versus Midwest, but I guess the...
Well, I took umbrage at the thought that the East Coast guys are soft.
I didn't say they're soft. I just said Midwest tough is tough.
I'm going to say East Coast has to deal with more stuff than Midwest.
I don't know, man. I hung around some people who grew up in Detroit and...
Okay, I got
saw some things that I...
I'm not calling
and
them...
My family's from New York. My family's from the East Coast. I'm just saying.
What's... New York's not the East Coast, dude.
Well...
It's Northeast. We're talking East Coast. We're talking you have to battle Mother Nature. You're on the water. Or you're part of, you know, an Irish mob in Charleston and you're in a Ben Affleck movie. That's the East Coast to me. Unless you're just straight up in the mob from New York.
That's what I was imagining.
Are we just going straight up mob?
That's kind of what I was imagining, yeah.
Right. Well, then I take those guys over everybody. I'll take straight up mob guys. I'll take Sopranos over everybody. What would the Sopranos do to the Amish?
Well, it depends on the weaponry involved, I think.
Well, what do you think he's bumping around with there in Jersey?
Who's doing bumps in Jersey?
Tony Soprano.
Ayo!
He was doing everything. Are you kidding me? D-Mac, why are you so surprised your wife is so happy in your relationship? She loves you not being there all the time. Any sane person could understand that. From Bruce. No, I get it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. We get in, like, weird little fights.
You want to hear something weird?
Yeah, let's go. We're here for it. It's weird time.
So, one of my mom's best friends, who's a heroin addict.
Nice.
Her husband's name is Bruce. This woman tried to convince me that Bruce was my real dad because on her birthday, my mom slept with him, and that's how she got pregnant. We did a DNA test.
Yeah.
Turns out you are not the father.
Wow. How old were you when that happened?
That was like 2 years ago.
So she was trying to sell you on Bruce up to 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Is Bruce a good dude?
No.
Oh. Then why was she trying to sell you on Bruce?
What do you think? Why do you think? Why, like...
I don't know. No, seriously, I'm actually being serious. I don't
know.
Because
she thinks that I'm going to give them money or something. Like, they're going to get... There's something to gain there.
What, is she with this guy now?
They're still married, yeah.
They're still married. So the stepfather, the wolf guy, is gone. See, I get complicated.
Why don't you...
You had a stepfather with last name of Wolf. That's how you
had
that
wolf
name.
Yeah.
And you hate that guy.
Yes.
And you keep the last name Wolf as a sense of inspiration to show him what a jerk he is.
Yes.
Right. That's not Bruce, though. That's just this other dude.
Yeah.
So he's out of the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. So now your mom's with the next heroin addict, and his name is Bruce. And they've been married for a bit.
Not my mom.
Not your
this
mom.
This woman.
Oh, my God.
Who is my mom's friend.
Sorry, I missed that part. Just a random woman. Oh, wow.
She told me this whole story about how, because, you know, my mom was a...
Has some issues.
A working girl.
Yeah.
And she wasn't paying.
Okay.
So they came and shot the place up.
Okay.
And then she disappeared for, like, a couple months.
Right.
And got on a train. They said put her on a train and sent her to Utah.
Okay. I have so many questions.
I know.
I'm
me
just
too.
Rolling here. I mean, like,
it's just great. When I try to talk to my mom about it, she's like, listen, I was blacked out for months at a time. I don't know.
Like, my question, first of all, is who's they? You said they put her on a train?
Yeah.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah. Hanging out with some sketchy folks.
So now, a couple years ago, some friend of your mom's, who I'm going to also say was probably in the same profession, is that fair?
I don't know.
All right. And she's with a heroin addict named Bruce.
No, she is the heroin addict.
Ah, so Bruce is all right.
I don't know.
Okay. But she's trying to come around and say Bruce is your real dad.
Yeah.
Like, they were really trying to shake you down.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. To the degree that you did get, like, a DNA test, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there was a little question in the back of your mind, maybe this is it.
Well, I mean, if she has no idea, so that makes sense. It seems like something she would do.
Something your mom would do?
Or yeah.
Something your mom would
do? They're giving her a place to sleep, and she would sleep with her husband. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just ask, hey, and if I'm crossing a line, just let me know. But why wouldn't you just ask your mom about Bruce?
I did, and she's like, Tana's a heroin addict. Why would you listen to her?
Oh, well, fair point.
I was like, yeah, good point.
So she wasn't wrong about
Checks
that.
Checks out.
Turns out. All right.
I gotta say, there's a lot.
I got one more question. Sorry. One more question. Did you ever talk to Bruce about it?
No.
You never just called Bruce?
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, but I mean, that could have cleared it up quickly.
Well, obviously it happened because he sent the DNA test. He gave the hair follicle for the DNA. You know what?
They might not have been false, though. They might have thought he has a shot.
Yeah.
Like Bruce had a shot.
Yeah.
He could have been.
Yeah.
Because your mom was.
It's a long list.
Right.
It's like a Mario episode.
I was going to say, though, it's my favorite thing probably about this show is that, do you want to hear something crazy?
Here we are.
Go in so many different directions
right.
that there really is no way to tell.
Well, it's because certain names and smells and stuff like bring you back to something.
Yeah.
So that I heard the name Bruce and I was like, oh,
that triggered something.
Yeah,
I love it. Sometimes it takes like three and a half hours. And then
there's also a movie called Matilda where this kid Bruce has to eat a whole chocolate cake.
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
This was just 2 years ago. That's bananas, man. That's crazy. Wow. How much do you think they were trying to get from you?
Who knows?
I mean, what would the point be? So your mom really doesn't know who the dad is. Seriously. Like, really, you really serious? I know we joke about it, but.
No, I really don't know.
So, she doesn't know.
Or she does and just won't tell me.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. She is a manipulative person.
You do kind of want to know, don't you?
I mean,
you're a little curious.
Yeah, you'd like to know, but
who wouldn't want to know? That's fair.
It's one of those things where it's like I can't. There's nothing. Literally, I've done everything I could possibly do.
You would want to know for the sake of your children in the future, and you'd want to know what's going on health wise, and.
And because Roxy's always like, Dad, where's your mom?
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't know. What do I say to that?
When was the last time you talked to your mom?
I think she said happy birthday to me 2 days before my birthday.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
ballpark?
Yeah, she was close.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have who knows?
That's right. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Like, who really knows? You might have a whole nother family.
Well, the guy that she put on, so the name that was put on my birth certificate was Descanio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this guy was married with a whole family, but also had a little thing on the side with my mom.
Yeah, but that's a shot in the dark. That's a guess.
So, but when she at the hospital, she just put his name on the birth certificate.
So he's on
the
list.
for years.
Yeah.
He was paying child support pretty much. To her.
And then they did a DNA.
And then they did a DNA test when he died.
And it wasn't him. Holy cow. So she was getting over on him for years.
Yeah, because his family was like, what are these payments coming out for? A couple $100 a month.
Wow. So he was paying off a woman on the side, keeping that a secret from his real family.
And I remember when that went down. I remember when that went down because my stepdad blew a gasket. And it was like this crazy, there was people getting thrown through walls. And
like when the payment stopped? Or
yeah, because he was like, what do you mean? That's not who the dad is? And he was just like, oh, okay.
Because he had a nice little racket going on there, frankly.
Yeah.
So he was bummed that wasn't going to happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that is cold.
It was bad. Wild, right?
I know, it's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
No, it's just crazy. 2 years ago, that was still in the mix, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was not very long ago.
So you thought you were Descanio.
Yeah.
But you aren't.
Well, but that was the other thing.
That's crazy.
My stepdad wouldn't change my name to Wolf when I was a kid. So I thought my name was Wolf. He met my mom when I was 3 months old.
Mm.
So I thought my name was Wolf. And then I went to all these different schools, right? And then I'd go to a new school. And I remember I was real young. I was second or third grade, and this teacher was like,
Descanio.
Did anybody, we didn't say their name? I was like, yeah, me. And it was all this confusion because there was no Wolf. And then she embarrassed me in front of the whole class. It was
that's low.
How do you not know your name? I was I don't know. I'm a third grader.
That's low, man.
This is what they told me my name was. What do you want me to do?
What a jerk teacher.
Some bad teachers.
Yeah, man.
Some bad ones out there. Some good ones, though.
Oh, mostly good.
No, mostly bad.
Mm.
Mostly,
let's just say mostly
failed at everything
let's
else.
Just say mostly. Let's not say that. Let's say mostly good. Well, let's just say mostly good.
T-Mac, as someone who's,
you gotta trust me on this.
T-Mac's been hard on teachers in the past,
seriously,
and has taken a lot of bullets for
it. This comment comes from a little bit of experience around here. Let's say mostly good.
I would say this though, because you're so open.
Depends on what school you go to.